I wanted to ask you particularly, you were involved in transcribing a trial of Eichmann.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
Yes, it was. We were employed by the, I think, by the local council. So as a civil servant, we were employed. But it was organised by the Hever Metargamim Translators Pool of okay. Tel Aviv. Yeah. At the time, we were a very small organisation working from their home. But now they have big offices in Tel Aviv. And they tried to organise it the same way as the recordings were done in the House of Parliament in England, I believe. We took it in turns to sit in the actual courtroom and monitor the speakers to make a note of who was speaking at any particular time. We took that in turns and then to do the actual transcriptions. And as I said, the transcriptions in those days were done on a manual typewriter with Gestetner stencils from listening to someone who was giving a simultaneous translation. So, and if you wanted to correct something, you had to do the red correction fluid. It was very, very tricky to do all that. I still have somewhere in Israel the transcriptions of the entire trial, somewhere, of the recordings. I personally, after that, I went back to England for a year because my sister was getting married. But when I came back, I went to Tel Aviv, and the people who'd organized the transcribing at the trial found me because I'd written a letter in the Jerusalem Post, and I worked for them then for 4 years transcribing international conferences and other work that they had.
So what was the atmosphere like at the trial?
It could be emotional.
Were you so involved you didn't pick that up somewhere?
Yeah, but initially I wrote an article about it. It was printed in the local Jewish paper. I sent it back to Manchester for the local Jewish paper. I can't find it now. It was very emotional. To apply for it, we all had to fill in pass various IQ tests. Mm. Now, for those of us, obviously, every word of the trial was translated and transcribed into four languages: English, Hebrew, German, and French. Mm. Obviously, finding people to transcribe in English, French, and Hebrew was no problem, but to find somebody to be able to transcribe in Hebrew was more difficult because it would be. People who spoke German in Israel were those much older people who got out of Germany. And this one woman, she had no idea how to do the IQ test, but it didn't matter. She was able to do the transcription and they employed her. And she was cursing the whole time, cursing Eichmann, Nevelahu, which is a horrible word, cursing him because she'd lost all her family.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was very emotional for her.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
But I always felt my feelings about it, if you're interested. I think giving him the death sentence was too good for him.
Right.
I would always say, I don't know about you, but if I've done something wrong and can't forgive myself, I feel that is the worst punishment anyone could have. So I feel he should somehow have been able to see some kind of psychiatrist or something to make him realize the enormity of what he'd done so that he himself would feel some kind of remorse, because we always felt that he never felt any remorse. He was such a cold character.
So you could hear him, could you see him as well?
Yeah, if it was my turn to be in the courtroom, obviously you saw him in the glass cage.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for talking about that.